No, thank you for that. And again, we will have, I think, very useful thematic discussions as well in Oslo. But I just remind you that the way we did it this time was that we had a full day for thematic issues or discussions on an informal day, excuse me, an informal day during the intersessionals. And the thinking from our side then was to use the intersessionals, which was well in advance of the meeting in Oslo, to have a very good day. And I think it was an excellent date for informal discussions that would then feed into the work on the Oslo Action Plan and other documents of substance. So this is the way we do it. We try to look at the whole presidency and the whole year, and we had the informal discussions in May. Thank you. I then hope that my explanation is acceptable to all and that we can keep the agenda as I have proposed. Again, I mean, I'm very seized on the need to have an early and thorough discussion on the documents themselves. But we will set off ample time for discussions on agenda item nine as well. Then I suggest that we accept the draft provisional program of work. It is so adopted. Thank you so much. We will now move on to the substantive part of the review conference work. As you know, the review conference will adopt three key substantive documents. One, a review document detailing the status of implementation since the last review conference. Two, the Oslo Action Plan for the years 2020-2024, and a political declaration. Today, I intend to provide you with an update on the status of these documents. I will also present to you draft documents concerning machinery and future meetings. I will give you an opportunity to provide your comments and input on the direction of the content of all these documents. So again, please participate actively and share your comments with us, as well as with the other states' parties present. And we very much hope to have a good exchange of views on these substantive issues here this morning and afternoon. Let us then begin with a discussion on the second draft of the review document. As you know, the purpose of this document is to detail and analyze progress made in fulfilling convention obligations since the third review conference in Maputo in 2014, and to identify remaining and new challenges that must be addressed. It contains a global analysis rather than a country-by-country analysis, seeking to capture and reflect the reality the convention is facing today. The review document should give us a good shared understanding of where we are. That, again, will help us determine where we need to go. As such, it forms an important basis for the Oslo Action Plan. We did have a discussion on the first draft at the review conference at the first preparatory meeting in May, and we have received written input from several states and organizations since that time. I would like to thank all of you who contributed to this process. Based on the feedback we have received, we have developed a second draft of the document, which was circulated on 5th September. And I would now like to open the floor to any delegations that have comments on the second draft of the review conference. The floor is now open. Colombia has the floor, but all of you, please, when you ask for the floor, just raise your sign a little bit, because this is kind of a difficult room to see everybody. So we have Colombia and then Chile.